Good to have everybody. Welcome to the Motzai Shabbos Shir for Motzai Shabbos Parshas Kisisa. As I indicated, this Shir is being presented, Leila Nishmas, in memory of my dear father, Professor Leo Taubitz of Ari Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov Shmuel, Zichrono Livracha, whose second yahrzeit occurs during the coming week on Chav Zayin Adar, the 27th of Adar, and I hope that the learning will be Leila Nishmaso, Bez Hashem. The topic I picked to discuss this evening, entitled The Placement of the Books of Tanakh, is something I think my father may have been interested in. He was, as many of you know, he was a professor of literature, of English literature, in Yeshiva University and other places for more than four decades before retiring and spending close to the last 20 years of his life in Yerushalayim. But he was always interested in literary things and how literary works were structured and so on. Of course, the Tanakh is not the literary work in that sense, but I think he would have been interested in this type of a subject, and therefore I hope this will be some sort of a tribute to him. I want to explain right at the outset what I'm not going to discuss. We speak about the books of Tanakh. I'm operating with the Sfarim that we know, according to our tradition, our Jewish tradition, are part of Tanakh. I'm not going to discuss exactly when our Tanakh was canonized and by whom, and what criteria were used to determine whether something's part of the canon. Those are obviously important subjects, and I'm not minimizing their significance in any way, but that's not what I'm speaking about tonight. Those who are interested in that particular subject, Rabbi Dr. Schneier Lyman, Professor Schneier Lyman, Sidzi Lyman, Shalita, wrote a work called The Canonization of Hebrew Scripture, which I happen to have a copy of here. This, I believe, was his doctoral dissertation. He covers everything. Rabbi Lyman, Dr. Lyman, as people don't know, was once described by Rabbi Wein, I think correctly, as an expert on all things Jewish, and certainly has tremendous expertise in many, many different fields, including this area. And so he speaks about when the canon was sealed and by whom, and what different parts and different works and so on. Again, that's not really what I'm talking about this evening. You can refer to that work if you're interested in further details about that aspect. So I'm operating within the Chazal's approach that we have X number of books in Tanakh, which we'll see, and try and understand what's divided, what's put in which section of Tanakh. We divide the Tanakh into three sections. That's exactly what I'm going to talk about, how we come to that, and so on. And just to read the one line from Professor Lyman's work, he says, and he proves it, and we don't want to go into that now. You can nitpick on certain things. But he says basically that the decision to include something as part of our Kisra Kodesh can be narrowed down. I'm going to find the exact phrase. He writes, let me just find it, on page 14 of this work, he says, a canonical book is a book accepted by Jews as authoritative for religious practice and or doctrine, and as authorities binding upon the Jewish people for all generations. Furthermore, such books are to be studied and expounded in private and in public. Of course, as he goes on to say, you can talk about the Mishnah, the Gemara in that sense, but that's what he's talking about, the works of the Bible, and that's a very good working definition. And again, I refer you to his work for further information on that subject. We begin with Parshas, the Pasuk in this morning's landing, Parshas Kisisa, which happened to be my father's Bar Mitzvah Sedra, so that's another connection. In Parshas Kisisa, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yurches, source number one on the sheets, it says, Vayiten el Moshe kechalosola daberi toba har Sinai. Kosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe, when he finished speaking to him on har Sinai, talking about still the events of Mamon har Sinai and Matan Torah, Shnei Luchos, Aedus Luchos, Evan, Ksuvim Beetz Belokim, two stone tablets, which were written, had the hand, God's own handwriting, as it were, in the stones. These are Luchos. We know that these particular Luchos were ill-fated from the rest of the Sedra, but that's how the Pasuk states. Rashi comments, noting that the word kechaloso, the fourth word of the Pasuk, which means that the conclusion, like Vayichulu, right at the end, the conclusion, is written chaser, it's written without a vav, and can be read kechaloso, like a kala, like a bride, like a groom gives a present to a bride. And Rashi says in the second source, Vayiten amosh kechaloso, kechaloso, ksiv chaser, shenimser alo Torah matana kechala lechosan. It's like a gift that a chosan and kala give each other and so on, because otherwise it would have been impossible even for somebody of the stature of Moshe Rabbeinu to accomplish and learn so much in so short period of time. Dover Acher, this is more relevant to us. Makala miskashetes be'estrim va'arba kishutim. Just like we have a tradition somehow that a kala dresses herself up with 24 different types of jewels and so on, so too, And I'm more receptive to Shabbos. Listen, Av Talmud Chacham, so to a Talmud Chacham, Tzarchlios Baki Be'estrim Ve'arba Asfarim. Talmud Chacham also has to be an expert in the 24 books. Those who are interested in the details about the jewels and the ornaments and so on. So take a look. You can see I've printed in source 3 here, Yeshaya Paragimel, starting in Pasuk Yudches through Chav Dalad. Not going to read all the psukim now, but just to give you an example of what we're talking about, different types of jewels. I'm reading from the translation, English translation. Shoe bells, headscarf, necklaces, bracelets, veils, bonnets, brooches, earrings, nose rings, robes, kerchiefs, linen, various different types of 24 different, you can count them yourself, 24 different things. So the Chazal say that a Talmud Chacham has to be an expert in 24 books. Okay, the Mitzvot David is telling us that what Yeshaya, Mitzvot David there in Yeshaya Paragimel, Pasuk Yudches, in source 4, says that what the Navi is saying, that these things will be taken away as punishment for people who deserve to be punished. Malbim also writes, Paragimel Pasuk Yudches, Bayomahu Oz Yosir Kola Takshitim Mena Kishu Chayom Isparin Bahem. Right, the things which glorified people will be taken away. That's the context there in Yeshaya. But for us, Rashi tells us, and Rashi, of course, didn't make it up. It's a Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, here in Parshas Kisisa, Parsha Mem Aleph, Siv Hei, or Os Simen Hei, Omer of Levi in 6, and also says again, so from this source, we find a tradition, an early tradition from Chazal, that our Tanakh, our corpus of the Bible, consists of 24 books. And we find that in other places in the Gemara as well. The Gemara in Tainus, Daf Chesam Aleph, for example, in source 8, says, "Rav Adamar Abba Mesader Mastisa Esrin Ve'Arba Zimnin." Again, in the days of Tarsh Baal Peh, when it was actually Baal Peh, so Adamar Abba used to organize his structured his learning and memorize the Mishnayos and so on 24 times. Keneged Torah Neviim Uksuvim. Then Va'ayel Akama the Rava. Then he comes and sit and learn with Rava. After he mastered what he had to master 24 times. So now we see from this source it's 24, and that's what comprises these 24 books comprise Torah, Neviim, Uksuvim. Okay, and Rashi says there in Tanya, Stav Chesman Aleph, source 9, Keneged Torah, Neviim, Uksuvim, Chain Esrim, Ba'arba, Sorim. Rashi tells us the Torah, Neviim, Uksuvim consists of 24 different Sorim. And we find that other places as well, Medrashim, B'midbar, Rabba, Parshia, Dalet, Seven, Dalet, 10, Amar, Brecha, Koin, Ma, Mishmaros, Kahuna, Leviya, Chav, Dalet, Av, Sorim, Chav, Dalet. We had a tradition that 24 Mishmaros, Kahuna, the Kohanim were divided into 24 family groups for service of the Beis HaMikdash. That somehow also corresponds to 24. That's why it's Dafka 24. Okay. Also, it says there in Parshas Noso, the Purim shall Zevach HaShlamim, right? The dedication of the Mishkan. We're going to read in the next Shabbos about the completion of the Mishkan. So later on in the Torah, it describes the dedication and the number of cows brought to a day. And so 24 also, Keneged 24 Shlamim. Okay. Shir HaShirim Rabbah. Parsha Dalet, Siman Aleph, and 11, Reb Huna, Rechalafta, different Tanoim and different speakers speak about Akala Miskashetes, Barba Tachshid, and there at the end of 11, it says, Chosuch Tiso Dabar Echad, man, Ein Aklum. If you're missing one of them, it's no good. Kach Tamil Chacham, sorry, Shea Rugil, Bechav Dalet, Swarm, Bechisa, Echad, man, Ein Aklum. Okay, that's an indictment, but if any Talmud Chacham who doesn't know even one of the 24, something's missing, so to speak, right? And then the Kohelis Rabbah as well, a Parshat Yudbeis, Siman Aleph, in Source 12, speaks about the connection to the 24 Mishmaros, and in Yudbeis, look at 12, the second part of 12, the Yosem Mehem Abnihi Zoher, that's a pasuk there in Kohelis, Shekola Machnis Besoch Beiso, Yosem Mechof Dalat Zohar, Mehumo Machnis Beiso. If you include in your body of your home, and you bring in and count more than these 24 other works that Chazal sometimes refer to as the Svarim Chitzonim, extra biblical works. That's a bad thing. And it says Kegon Sefer Ben Sira veSefer Ben Taglo. Ben Taglo is less clear what it is. Ben Sira is a work that's in the so-called Apocrypha, okay, the Christian Bible. Includes other works, other ancient works, but it's not part of our canon of the 24. These are, again, Svarim Chitzonim. There's something called the Apocrypha, something called the Pseudepigrapha, which are also ancient works, but they're not included in our canon. It doesn't mean they have no value. Well, the Gemara, as far as I know, I think the Gemara only quotes Ben Sira among all these other works. But in any event, that's not part of our Bible. It's only these 24. So that's point number one. We have a tradition that there are 24 books in our Tanakh, in our Bible. We also alluded to the fact that it is divided into three sections. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches, about Aleph 13, Dar Shahu Glila, a leader of Chista, a certain person from Dalil, spoke to Chista and he said, Brich Rachmana, this was Shavuos time, Brich Rachmana, Diyahiv, Orion Tlisa, La'am Tlisa, Ayadei Tlisa, Biyom Tlisa, Biyacha Tlisa. Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave all things that have to do with threes. Okay, Sivan was the third month. Okay, so it's the third month that we got Matan Torah. It was the third day since the Shloshim Hagbola. And for our purpose right now, Orion Tlisoi, look at 14 Rashi, there in Shabbos Peches, Orion Tlisoi, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, La'am Tlisoi, three-part nation, Kohanim Levi'im Yisrael, Yisraelim. So three different, but the key for us is it's three sections, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. So these 24 books are arranged, Dafka, into three sections. That's what the Ritva says in Shabbos Peches, and 15, Orion Tlisoi, Pirish Rashi's out. Okay, that's a different issue. They're all somehow connected to Har Sinai. So we find this notion of the significance of number three, and our Tanakh, our Bible, is divided into three sections. The Medrash Tanchuma in Yisro Simen Yud 16 says, "Kol Haya Mishulash, Torah Mishulashes, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim." The Torah, and this is defining the word Torah more broadly, but the Torah, the overall Torah, the whole Torah, what we call Tanakh, is divided into Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. There is another Gemara, I didn't quote the Gemara in Kiddushin, that a person should divide his time, okay, and spend time studying Torah Shebichsav. What is Torah Shebichsav? So you look in 17, the Shulchan Aruch, in the Yoredei Simon Reish Mem Vav Sif Dalet, 17 says, Chayav Adam L'Shalish L'Mudo, Shlish B'Torah Shebichsav. A person should spend X amount of time, one-third of his learning time, studying Torah Shebichsav. What's Torah Shebichsav? The Hainu Ha'arbov Esri, not Torah Chamishi Chom Torah, which we get to, but the 24. Is it clear the Shulchan Aruch understands that Torah Shebichsav includes the entire 24, all 24 books of the Tanakh? Okay? Source 18, Agar Kiddushin, Mem Tesam and Aleph, Tanar Abanan. A man engages a woman on condition. So all these different funny conditions, those are the Kiddushim, remember. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, Amanas Shani Karyana. Okay, if I'm giving you this ring and someone will get married, I'm a condition, I'm a Karyana, I'm a Balkari. Okay, so Kevin Shakar Shlosha Psukim Vesakmes is Arezi Mikudesh. You read one Aliyah, three Psukim, we see Taka Balkari. Doesn't mean he's good Balkari, but he can call himself a Balkari. But then the Gemara later on the page there in Mem Tesam and Aleph in 18 says, second part of 18, V'hani mila da'amalek karyana. That's if you use the word karyana. Aval amalek kara ana. I'm a bal mikra. I know mikra. Ad dekari araisa nevi uksuve b'diyuka. That the person has to have expertise in all areas, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And Rashi explains, V'hani mila disagi b'shlosha psukim, that we said that the kiddushin is valid, the engagement, the betrothal is valid. If he said he's a karyana, that's if he said he's a karyana, then reading three psukim, you can lay in three psukim good. But he says, and the Rambam paskins this way, Hilchos Ishus Perakas Alachadala 20, Vim Omerla Amanashani Kara, but if he says I'm at a Baal Mikra, then Sarakli Dea Likros Torah, Nevi'im Uksima Diktsum Mediktuk Yafet. Same thing appears in Shulchan Aruch, and Ezra Sim Lamech Sif Chaf Aleph. So again, you see that a person who's a Baal Mikra, and we often find the word Mikra, okay, referring not just to what we call the Torah, the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, from Bereishis to the end of Dvarim, but rather all 24, like the Shulchan Aruch said earlier. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph, source 22, says, Amal Abiti B'Shoah She'ochel B'Shoah Samayi Yis'asku, what should people do? I don't have the details of the background now, but it says, Amal Afanam Rebbeinu Shalom, Im Balei Mikrahein Yasku B'Torah Uvenevi'im Uveksuvim. Someone who's a Baal Mikra, who knows Mikra, that's considered to be somebody who knows Torah, Nevi'im, and Kesuvim. And as a Medrash in Dvarim Rabbah, Parsha Chesim and Gimel 23, Davar Acha Rabbanu Amar HaTipesh Hazeh, Nichlas HaBeis HaKnesses, V'ra Osan Oskim B'Torah, V'omer Lahen, Heich Adam Lama Torah Tchila. Well, how should a person begin learning? Someone's Tipesh here doesn't mean he's innately foolish. It means he's not knowledgeable. And he comes into the Beis HaMedrash, and he wonders, how do you start, where do you start learning? So it says, Korib B'Megillah. It's interesting what that means, but it probably means not the Megillah Esther, but Megillah is a scroll as opposed to a book. But anyway, Becharkach b'Nevi'im, Becharkach b'Suvim. Okay? Then Mishu Gomer is HaMikra, then Shonas HaTalmud, Becharkach b'Halochis, Becharkach b'Agodos. But the first thing is Mikra, and Mikra means, again, Torah, Nevi'im, and Kesuvim, that entire body. And it's interesting, the Gemara in Rav Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel Aleph, talking there about Hashavas Aveda, that if you find an Aveda, it belongs to your Rebbe, so you got to give it back to your Rebbe. So the Gemara there says in 24, Tana Rabbanan, Rabbo Sha'amru, Rabbo Shalimdo Chachma, below Rabbo Shalimdo Mikro Mishnah, Divra Meir. Whatever the machlokas there in the Gemara is, again, if I guess people to mute themselves because there's some background in the noise here. But anyway, the Gemara is talking about what's considered to be a Rebbe. So again, the term Mikra comes up in Rashi in 25, Mavet Sialam and Gimel Aleph says, what's Mikra? Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Mishnah is something else, but Mikra is Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And indeed, we find in the Gemara itself, and in Midrashim, when they refer to Mikra, they mean not necessarily from the Chamisha Chumshe Torah alone. So, for example, in the Sifrei, in Parshas Azinu, Piska Shin Zion, 26, Kara HaMikra HaZeh, G'dol HaEitzah V'Rava Lili Asher Enechat B'Kuchos, and so on, refers to a Pasuk and says, it comes from this Mikra. Now, I printed the Pasuk in 27. It's Yirmiyahu, Paraklamet Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes. That's a Pasuk in Navi. It's not in the Torah, yet it's still referred to as Mikra. Okay? Now, full disclosure, there is an opinion, Kedush Lamed Aleph 28, I mean, Rava, Omar Rava Mikra Zu Torah. Okay? He says Mikra is Torah alone, and Rashi said that means Torah below Nevi'im Ksuvim. Right, that's the sheet of Rava. When he speaks of Mikra, it means Torah alone, not Nevi'im Ksuvim. However, that does not seem to be the accepted viewpoint. And again, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya Simon Reish Mem Hei Sivav 30, Hayaminig Ba'ir Shalokech Melamed Tinokos Schar, they would pay money to the person who taught the kids how to learn, and Chayav Lamed Yischar Achayikra Torah Shebichsav Kula. And you have to teach the kids to understand and to learn Torah Shebichsav Kula. And the Taz there says, it's in Cotton Bays in 31, what is Torah Shebichsav Kula? Masma Bichalze Gam Nevi'im Aksuvim. Means Nevi'im Aksuvim as well. That's also Bichal Torah Shebichsav. Now that makes some of us feel bad, but that's what it says. The Shach bails us out a little bit. The Shach there in Simon Reish Mem Hei of Yoredeya Simon Cotton Hei bails out a little bit. He says it's true. It's Mashma Kol Tanakh, and he quotes the Bach like that also. He quotes the Bach saying, because of the Shiloh Kedin, look at this line in 32, the first line, the Shiloh Kedin, Noega Olam Shiloh, Lil Amed Esperehem Tanakh. We think it's a new problem. The Shach quoting the Bach, and the Bach said it's not proper that people don't teach their children Tanakh. But the Shach is Malamit Zchus, Min Hagash Yisrael Torah, and so on, because the Balei Tosfos say that if you study Gemara, Gemara quotes a lot of Psukim. So you'll get to learn the Psukim that way. Like people say, they don't know where this pasuk comes from in Tanakh. Oh yeah, it's a pasuk in Bava Kama Daf Gimel, right? I mean, they may not know where it comes from, they know from the Gemara. Okay, maybe that's a way out that the Shach suggests. But you look in 33, which is Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balei Tanya, Yoredei Hilchos Talmud Torah, Kuntres Achron Parak Aleph Os Aleph 33. Well, Lefize Ein Zechus Laminik Shalonog Lalamet Hakin Nevi'im Ksuvim. He also criticizes the practice that people don't study in Nevi'im Ksuvim. Okay, and he goes, not what Shashach said. It's not what it's not correct. Okay, it's not correct. The Ben Tam was only talking about that insofar as how you divide your day and so on. So then you can get away with studying only Gemara because you get the Psukim through that. But in terms of the learning, okay, when you look at the last line of 33, Ben Tam was only talking about how you should divide up your time and learning when you're older. So then you don't have to spend as much time on Psukim because you get the Psukim with the Gemara. But when you first start learning, Avada Nevada says the Balei Tanya, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, that you have to tzarch likros kol hamikra techila. So from all of the above, we see an overwhelming majority of those who write about this say that, first of all, that there are 24 books. They're all part of what we call Torah Shebichsav, or we sometimes call Mikra, and they're all subsumed in that broad category, okay, and it's proper to study it and so on. Now, clearly, as we've already seen, it's divided into three sections, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And we see from other Gemaras that these three sections are really three independent units that come together as Tanakh, as Kisra Kodesh, as Mikra, as Torah Shebichsav, but they're really three independent units. For example, we're going to see some Gemaras that all of us know. Okay, the Gemara Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis on Aleph 34, Ein Pochsin Ma'asar Malchios, Ma'asar Zichronos, Ma'asar Shofros. On Rosh Hashanah, we know in Musaf, we quote a lot of Psukim. 10 psukim in Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Miochel Menuri Amar im Amar Shalosh Shalosh Mikulon Yotzav. Three is enough. Now the Gemara then on the bottom of the page in Lamed Beis Menalov 35 has a question. What did he mean by three? Miochel Menuri Amar im Amar Shalosh Shalosh Mikulon Yotzav. Ibayelu Heichi Kani Shalosh Min HaTorah Shalosh Min HaNevi'im Shalosh Min HaTzuvim Davitesha. Did he mean three from each? So it adds up to nine. So the only argument is, do you have 10 or 9? The only difference is one. Or no, he just meant three in total, one from each, one from Torah, one from Nevi'im, one from Ksuvim, and so on. And there's a big difference between Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, who says you need three total, and then Tanakhama says you need 10. And Rashi explains what the Gemara means. But I'm not interested right now in what the conclusion of that sugya is. And anyway, we pasuk like the Tanakhama, but the bottom we have 10 psukim, right? But what I'm trying to stress is you see three separate sections. Malchios, Yechonos, and Shofros each has three psukim from Torah, three psukim from Ksuvim, three psukim from Nevi'im. We'll get to the order a little bit later. But again, you see that they're three distinct sections. That's the point, okay? You have to have these psukim come, as the Gemara says, back in 35, Shalosh min Torah, Shalosh min Nevi'im, Shalosh min Ksuvim, right? You see that they're three distinct sections. You look in the next source, 37, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chof Aleph Medbeis, B'Sheni V'Chamishia, Mondays and Thursdays, and the Shabbos Mincha also, we just did it in the Shabbos Mincha, we have three aliyahs, Karin Shlosha, we have three people called up to the Torah. Why three? Hani Shlosha, Keneged, where does it come from? Amar Rav Asi, Keneged, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Again, three aliyahs corresponding to Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Again, three distinct areas, or three distinct works, although they do come together. When the Gemara speaks about what an Ovel, Rachman al-San, somebody sitting in Shiva, is usher to do, 39, Moed Katan Chaf Aleph Mod Aleph, Tanar Abonan, Dvarim Sha Ovel usher Behen, what an Ovel can't do, usher Likros, B'Torah, Unavim, Ubiksuvim. Again, it identifies them as three separate sections, all right? And in a number of different Gemaras, okay, in a number of different Gemaras, we find that they learn different things from these three, the fact that they're three different works. For example, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadim and Reis, asks, Shalom Minim and Sram Gamliel, Minayin Shakar Baruch Mechaya Mesim. Where do we know, a certain heretic once asked Sram Gamliel, where do we know that the Tchias HaMesim, it's a concept of the resurrection of the dead. Omar Lahem, Min HaTorah, Umin HaNevim, Umin HaKsuvim. Right? I'll prove it to their sources. Again, you see the three distinct works. It's in Torah, it's in Nevi'im. So it doesn't say it's in eight places or it's in 19 places, whatever. It says three distinct places. Min HaTorah, Min HaNevi'im, Umin HaKsuvim. Same thing, Makkos, Yoram and Beis, 41, Amar Abba, Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Lez, whoever it was, Min HaTorah, Umin HaNevi'im, Umin HaKsuvim, Baruch, Bederech, She'adam Rotze Lelech, Ba Molichin Oso. We see, again, distinctly, one from someplace in the Torah, from someplace in Navi, from someplace in Ksuvim, that where a person wants to go, you let him go, okay? And there's even linguistic differences, okay? The Gemara, related to what we talked about, recently, Machzah Shekel, also this morning, Sedra, right? 42, Bechorus Nun Amad Aleph, Amr B'Chanina, called Kesev Amr Tara Stam. When the Torah speaks of Kesev, it's a sela, a certain coin. Nevi'im Litrin, Diksuvim Kinterin. These are different types of coins with different values. Okay, coins and so on change weight, change values over time. So you see, again, the Gemara points out a distinction between Torah and the Nevi'im and Kesuvim. So, again, we find that, as I said before, in quite a number of places that, we find sources in Torah from the Nevi'im, from Kesuvim. We just said, I skipped over it before, we look back in the 38. Okay, also Gemara Megillah, Lamed Avad Aleph, those who say V'itlecha. We quote at the end of it, Amar Yochanan, Kol Mokum Shata Motzik Barosos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atamosa An Vesanusa. Wherever you find the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you find this humility. Dover Zekosuv Batorah, Veshone Ben Nevi'im, Umeshulash B'Ksuvim. Okay? So the same idea, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim are three separate sections. So now the question becomes, how is it decided what belongs in each section? In other words, the entire 24 works comprise our Torah Shebichsav, our Mikra. There are three different distinct sections, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. So the question now is, what goes into which section? So, and how is that determination made? So it's easiest to figure out, Torah as distinct from the other two. All right, that's clear. Okay, but what is the Torah? How many works are in the Torah? Well, we know five, right? Where do we see that exactly from? We know all this, but where does it come from? So actually, there's a Gemara in Megillah, based on a pasuk in Esther, we read last week on Purim 44, Esther Perek Dal pasuk Hey, Batikra Esther la Hasach. Esther summoned Hasach, one of the servants that she had, and she sent him out to find out why Mordechai was in Avelis after he heard about what happened home, and she didn't know the whole story. So it says Lodas Mazev Al Maz. That's the expression. So the Gemara Megillah Tez Vav and Aleph says in 45, Lodas Mazev Al Maz. Amr Yitzchak Shalchol Shema Avu Yisrael Al Chamisha Chum She Torah. Maybe they get this punishment because they violated the Chamish Yechum Shei Torah, Dichsid Bohen, Mizeh Umizeh, play on the word Mazeh V'al Mazeh. So in this morning's laning, in Parshas Kisisa 46, Shmos Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Tesva, Vayifen Vayered Moshe V'Nahar, Shnei Luchos Adish B'yado, Luchos Ksuvim Be'etz, Mishnei Avraham, Mizeh Umizeh, Hen Ksuvim. So it's referring to Luchos, the Mitzvahs. But there you have a Gemara which identifies Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. So Chumash consists, the Torah consists of five books. Also, there's a Pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Gimel, starting in Pasuk Aleph, without the details now, you can read the Pesukim, it refers to Sar Chamishin, Pasuk Gimel, and the Gemara Chagiga says in Yedalim at Aleph 48, Al Tikur Sar Chamishim El Sar Chumshim. Zeh, what does that mean? An officer of the Chumash. Zeh Sheodeh Lisa Velitein B'Chamisha Chumshay Torah. So another source that we have five books of the Chumash. Sanhedrin Mem Dalam at Aleph. Omer Bilam Shubi Hudabar Masaprata Melamed Sheovar Ochon. Al Chamisha Chumshay Torah. Ochon was the one who stole or took from the spoils of Yericho. He wasn't supposed to. Again, Ovar Al Chamisha Chumshay Torah. So clearly we have, of the 24 books, five of them are Chamisha Chumshay Torah. What about the others? Okay, the rest of the books. You look in source 50, Gemara and Baba Basra.
Are you taking questions? Yeah. Are you taking questions?
Let me take questions at the end of it. That's okay. I'll be happy to stay with long. But I would demonstrate there are five books of the Chumash. That's five of the 24. Now,
it's absolutely more substantial than a much of Drush.
Well, I mean, we don't have, these are Gemaras. These are Gemaras. We don't have.
And Akhenami.
Yeah, okay, and Akhenami. You're right. Well, where do we get the others from? Again, we have 24, but are they written in Tanakh itself? No. Not to my knowledge. Look at source 50.
Ochan took from Ai, not from Yericho.
No, I thought he took from Yericho. No. Later got punished.
No, he took from Yericho and was probably.
Later on, they got punished with it.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, source 50. Gemara and Rabba Basra, Daf Yud Dalam and Beis. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Sidron Shon Leviim. Here are the books in Navi. Yoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Melachim, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Yishai, Ushnei Masel. We call it Treyasar, the 12 so-called minor prophets. That's the 12 books in one. Hoshea, Yoel, Amos, Ovadia, Yonamicha, Nachum, Chavakuk, Tzvanya, Chagai, Zechai, Malachi. Those are the 12. So that's one book. So you have Yoshua, Shoftim. Notice there's no Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis, no Melachim Aleph and Melachim Beis. Okay, that was later. That's by the Christians. They divided into two books. Okay, Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis, Melachim Aleph, Melachim Beis. So there are eight books in Navi. Again, Yoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Melachim. That's called Nevi'im Rishonim. Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Yishai, and Treyasa. That's called Nevi'im Achonim. Eight books altogether there. Now we're up to 13. Okay, five plus eight. Okay, again, Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis. Melachim Aleph, Melachim Beis is not part of our original. I think I've told the story once before. My grandfather was shown was once leading a rabbinic tour. He was a rabbi on a tour to Eretz Yisrael. They went to a place called Nevi Samuel, the Kever of Shmuel Navi. It used to be way outside of Yerushalayim. Now it's up the block and remote. It's, you know, they built up the city. But anyway, you can go there. So somebody asked, you know, when the guide was explaining, this is the Kever of Shmuel. The person asked, is this Shmuel Aleph or Shmuel Beis? You know? Okay, there's certainly no person Shmuel Aleph. I'm sorry, question. Yeah, I didn't see. Yeah.
So where does the opinion that says that there was a Harukah of Shiva Asfarim?
Yes, that's a different story based on the idea of Parsha Vashchan, the bracketed nuns.
By Ibn Sa'aron, right.
Right, by Ibn Sa'aron, those two psukim counted as a separate sefer. We'll discuss that based on a Pasuk Shiva. It's a different, but I'm not leaving that for now. So we'll take the regular five, that's what I'm demonstrating, the eight from Navi, and now Sidron Shel Ksuvim. What's in Ksuvim? Rus, Tehillim, Eov, Mishle, Koheles, Shirashirim, Kinos we call Echa, right? Daniel, Megillas Esther, Ezra, and Divrei Yamin. That's 11 works altogether. Notice there's no Ezra and Nehemiah. There's one book called Ezra, which later was divided into two parts, again, not by the Jewish scholars, Ezra and Nehemiah. Also no Divrei Yamim Aleph and Beis, just Divrei Yamim. So there are your 24. Five from the Torah, eight from Navi, 11 from Ksuvim. And that's how the Rambam presents it. Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tesvav 51. The Rambam writes, Sidurin Shal Nevi'im Kachu, Yoshua Shoftim Shmuel Melachim, Yom Yechezkel Yishai, Treyasar. Seder Ksuvim, Rus, Tehillim, Eov, Umishle, Dekoheles, Vekoheles, Yerashirim, Kinos, again, we call it Echa, the Daniel. Megillah, that's Megillah Esther, Ezra, and Divrei Hayamim. Okay, now, so how do we decide what's in Torah? What Torah has five, Navi has eight, Ksuvim has 11. How do we decide what's in which? So again, as I alluded to before, and I will elaborate, the Torah is clearest. Okay, the Torah, as the Gemara actually says in the Dorim, Chav Beis and Mebeis, interesting statement in the Gemara 52, Omer of Adar of Chinin, Ilmalei Lachotu Yisrael, Lo Nitan Lahem Ala Chamisha Chum She Torah, again, Besef Yeshua Bovad. That's all we would have needed, at least as part of the Tanakh. She'erchos Shel Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua gets included because it speaks about the importance of Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi elaborates there. And again, you know, Rashi on the Dorim is questioned whether that's really Rashi. It doesn't matter for our purposes. Now, it says, She'erchosu ba'erich chelek shel kol shevet u'shevet, how each shevet lived and so on. But anyway, bottom line, all you really needed was the Torah. And the Torah's distinction is, of course, that it's the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, it's the words, direct words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the point that, as we know, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Perek Chelek, Sanhedrin Tzadim Adala 54, Kol Yisrael Yesh HaChelek Al Habah, everyone has a Chelek Al Habah, but here are the people that don't. Ve'elu She'ein Lam Chelek Al Habah, one of them is, Ve'omer Ein Tches HaMeis Min HaTorah, not our topic, Ve'ein Torah Min HaShamayim. The Torah, the Chamisha Chum Shei Torah, is from heaven. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu direct. If you deny that, then you lose your chelik in Olam Haba. There's a pasuk in Parsha Shlach, Perek Tezvav, Midbar, pasuk Lamed Aleph, Kidvar Hashem Boza, Bes Mitzvah, So Hefar, Hikaris, and Efer, Hiyavon Haba. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on that Mishnah, later on in the Masechtas, Tzadi Tes, Lamed Aleph, 56, Ba'omer, Ein Tor, Men Hashem, Tan Rabbanon. Quote that pasuk, Kidvar Hashem Boza, etc. Zeha Omer, Ein Tor, Men Hashem. Okay? And Tanya Idach, Kidvar Hashem Boza, Zeha Omer, Ein Tor, Men Hashem. Ba'filo Omer. If somebody says, I admit and acknowledge that the entire Torah is from heaven, except for one pasuk, this pasuk, and the Shalom Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say it, Ela Moshe Mepi Atzma, Moshe said it himself, Zehu Kidvar Hashem Boza, that's included under someone who's a heretic, Kidvar Hashem Boza. Vafilu Amar Kol HaTorah Kulam in HaShamayim Chutz Midiktuk Zeh, Mikavachomer Zeh, Mikzer Shavazu, any type of extrapolation, this is part of Kidvar Hashem Boza. Okay, Rashi explains Diktuk, so some words are written Malay and some are Chaser. Okay, all right. Now, the Rambam here in the famous Perish HaMishnah, the Sanhedrin, Perik Yud, Mishnah Aleph 58, is where he goes through the 13 Ikare Amunah, right? The number 8 on the list, 58, by Yisod Hashmini, who tore it, number 8 on the list of the 13 Animamins, right? Yisod Hashmini, who tore him in the Shemayim. But who? Shenamin Shekola Torah Hazu Anintzis Biadeno Hayom Hazeh, he had Torah Shnit Lo Moshe. The Torah that we have, that was given to Moshe. Vishekula Mipi HaGvurav. It was entirely the directive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klomar, Shegiya Elav Kula Meis Hashem HaGosh Shekora Sal Derech HaShola Dibur. It came to Moshe Rabbeinu just, it was like Shechina Medaber Medaberes Mitol Grono. Okay, and he says, "Shehu b'malas lavlor." Moshe was like a scribe taking dictation. Shekorin lefana, but who kosei? Right, the person reads and he writes. Okay, that's what the Torah is. That's why it's called the mechoke. And the Rambam writes at the end of the third line there. V'ein hevdel bein. There's no difference between a pasuk like uvnei cham kush ufut umitzrayim ufut uknan and parsh Noah, who the family of cham is. Or the end of Yisrael, v'shem ishto mehetav al bas matrei, among the alufa Esav and so on, or the people of Edom. Before he said, no different than those seemingly insignificant psukim. Oh, Anokhi Hashem, the pasuk, the first day of Sarah's Dibros. Oshma Yisrael, Shema Kenan Shechon. It doesn't matter. Hakol mipi hagvura. Every one of those psukim, even those seemingly insignificant psukim, is mipi hagvura. Vakol Torah Hashem Tumim Tahara Kedusha Emes. Okay? And that you become a kofri, deny even one of those psukim. That's what it means, Torah Min HaShemayim. Okay, you're welcome. You should read the rest of this Rambam yourself. Again, this is the eighth of the Animamins.
And you should also read Professor Berman's book.
What?
You should also read Professor Berman's book.
Okay, Hilchos Tshuva. Okay, the Professor Shapiro, you mean?
No, Yeshua Berman.
Oh, what about Rambam?
All right, but anyway, we're going to stick with the Rambam for the moment. Alluding to the fact, you know, are all the Animamins, does everybody agree, and so on, that's a different point. But what I feel we can certainly rely on the Rambam. Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel Halachaches, 59. Ha'omer she'ein ha'torah mim Hashem ba'afilu posuk echad ha'afilu teva achas im amar Moshe b'atzma ha'rei zeh kofer b'torah. And we're not allowed to add anything to the Torah. The posuk, the end of Parshas B'chul Kosav ha'yikra parchav zayin posuk lamed dalet says Eila ha'mitzas ha'shetiv Hashem ha'moshe es Moshe b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. Another point of Torah. Not only is it the direct word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's what's binding us. You're not allowed to add mitzvahs. Okay, the Malbim explains over there in B'chul Kosai in Oskuf Chof 61. Eila hamitzus, eila lo acheros. Ki rak Moshe, the memreish ayin hey, said, so Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom, towards the end of the first line in 61. Only Moshe Rabbeinu had Navi Torah, his Navu was Torah. Ba Navim achrav lo bo rak lahazir al poris Moshe. All the other Navim were supplementing or warning about observing the Torah's Moshe. But lo lahosiv lo ligro, they couldn't add anything. And indeed, that's the Sifra in B'chul Kosai, Parsha, Perik Gimel, Zion 62. Eila Hamitzus, Ein Novi, Rishai L'Chadish, O Dovar Me'at. Goran Shabbos also, Kuf Daman Aleph 63, Kuf Daman Aleph, Aksiv, Eila Hamitzus, Shei Novi, Rishai L'Chadish, Dovar Me'at. So a Novi is not allowed to institute a new mitzvah. So that's another difference. Torah is the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That which is in the Torah are the mitzvahs that are binding us as mitzvahs today, and nobody has the right to add with the force of a biblical mitzvah, can add anything else after that. Okay? Now, as we'll see later, a Navi can institute a mitzvah as one of the Chachamim, the Chazal, you know, Darbanan, you can add mitzvahs, yes. Okay, Darbanan add many mitzvahs, but they can't add it and claim that it's from the Torah. It doesn't have the weight of something from the Torah. Now, one slight problem with this is, and I don't want to go into it now, it's a subject in its own right, but I want to be fully, you know, fully honest, is the book of Dvarim. The book of Dvarim. There is a Mishnah in Megillah Mishnah starts in Lamed Beis, but it goes over to Lamed Aleph and Aleph 64. It says, "Ein mafsikin miklolos ela echad kores kulon." When you read the klolos, we call it the tochacha. In Parshas Bukhosa, you shouldn't stop for an aliyah in the middle of the tochacha, right? That's all. That's all. It's one big aliyah. Okay, one big aliyah. We don't stop in the middle of tochacha. One person reads it all. Okay. And therefore, you have to work out the other aliyahs. That the Rashi explains, work out the other aliyahs. You know, so there'll be enough aliyahs without the jumbling. And I have to stop in the tochacha. Gemara says on Lamed Aleph Bay 66. The Gemara says, "Amar Abaye lo shanu ela beklos to the Torahs Kohanim." That's only talking about the tochacha in the book called Torahs Kohanim, which is the rabbinic nickname for Vayikra, the tochacha in Bukhosai. Avol klolos shel Mishnah Torah, the klolos in the book called Mishnah Torah. That's Chumash Dvarim. Okay, which is Parshas Kisavo, that tochacha, posek. Our meaning is not to, but you can stop in the middle. My timer. Halolo beloshin rab mamurz Moshe mipia gvura amar. The ones in Bechul Kosai, Moshe said directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halolo, but the ones in Kisavo, in Chumash Dvarim, beloshin yachid amuros, it's in the singular, Moshe mipia atzma amar. Moshe said it himself. It doesn't have the same level of importance, and therefore you can't stop in the middle of the Tochacha in Bukhosa, but you can technically in the middle of the Tochacha in Kisavo. Now that's a problem. Chumash Dvarim in general, we know the Pasuk begins, 68, Dvarim Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph begins. Okay, well, let's look at Rashi first. I'm sorry, in Megillah, Lamed Aleph Beis, Rashi says, Moshe Migur Amon, V'nasa Shliach Lomar, Kach Amon Le'Kadosh Baruch Hu. In Bukhosai, Moshe was just an agent delivering a message, and that's why it's all in the first person. V'nasati, V'fkarati, V'shalachti, and so on. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring it out. But Moshe and Mishnah Torah makes it in third person. Yakka Hashem. Hashem will do this. Hashem will do that. He says in the third person. He said it himself. But that presents a problem. Chumash Dvarim, you know, is that also a dictation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Rambam, back in the eighth of the Ani Mamin, does not make a distinction. The Pasuk says, in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, Eila Dvarim, Parak Allah Pasuk Allah 68, Eila HaDvarim, Asher Dibre Moshe Al Koyisal Be'er Yadin, etc. These are the words of Moshe. The Arachayim, in his 69, in his commentary there, says, Eila HaDvarim Asher Dibre Moshe. These are the things Moshe says. Eila Miot HaKodah. The word Eila comes to exclude what came before it. You know, before, Moshe didn't say anything. He was there. He was just a secretary, whatever, taking dictation. Okay? But these, and he explains that Gemara, close, which Moshe said himself. But we can't. How do we say Moshe said it himself? All right. So the Abarbanel, in his introduction to Dvarim, in Source 70, says the difference is as follows: the Chumash Dvarim, it was Moshe's ideas, okay. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu confirmed, or that which he wanted to confirm, and told him to write those things down. Again, this is a big subject in his own right. Rav Soloveitchik has spoken about it, and others, okay, that the melding of Torah Shemiksav and Torah Shemal Peh. I don't go into it now. It's a question. If you look at the end of 70, the Barbanel writes, Ki Moshe me'atzmo diber osam berosa choch melokis litzavos yikosu al sefer kishach ha'epator. Because Baruch Hu told him which of his utterances to put down. Okay, so there's also a question about the last eight psukim in the Torah, but we're going to accept now the definition that to be in the Torah, the five books of the Torah, are what HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what distinguishes Torah from everything else. Now, as I said before, okay, a Navi, therefore, cannot add anything from the Torah. Okay, what a Navi can do, okay, the Navi are among the Talmud Chachamim, the Zakenim, like it says in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai, Masor Yeshua, Yeshua Zakenim, Zakenim, and Nevi'im, right? The Nevi'im, Masor Lachik, Nasak Dola. So the Nevi'im are part of the chain of tradition, and so they're allowed to make Zeris and Takonis, the Nevi'im can. Okay, like the Rambam writes in Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah, Hakdamah the Arach Hazok in 72. Rambam writes, Gam Yisbor Mehem Dvarim Shegozu Chachamim Unevim. He lumps Chachamim and Nevim together. Bechol Dor Lasso Siog LaTorah. Many examples of safeguards and fences which Rabbanan instituted, which Nevim instituted. Okay, well, and he said he's going to explain those in his work, which he does. Okay, but we have a tradition. Okay, that look at the Gemara in Bava Kama Beis Amud Beis 73. Divrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinam. That Divrei Kabbalah, and Kabbalah here has nothing to do with mysticism, not the Kabbalah, okay, the Zohar, we're not talking about that Kabbalah, but Kabbalah means that was part of our tradition. It means Navi, as Rashi there says in Baba Kama, Beis and Beis, 74, Divrei Kabbalah is Nevi'im Uksuvim. So we see clearly a distinction between Torah on one side and the five books of Torah, and the other 19 books, okay, eight from Navi and 11 from Ksuvim, Nevi'im Uksuvim, we sometimes call that Nach, on the other side. It's called Divrei Kabbalah. And Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah, and Divrei Kabbalah, Le'ofina. I'm sorry, I'll take questions at the end if that's okay. I want to make sure.
No question. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Le'ofina. But we use the word Kabbalah. Again, it's not to be confused with mysticism, not Kabbalah. Kabbalah is a term sometimes used to introduce a pasuk from Navi or from Ksuvim. So, for example, the Mishnah in Tainus, Tesla and Aleph 75, says, the HaKabbalah, who Omer Vekir Levavchem Val Bigdechem. That's a pasuk in Yoel. We happen to read it on Shabbat Shuvah. Perek Beis, pasuk in Gimel 76. Vekir Levavchem Val Bigdechem, Meshuvah, Lashem Alakechem, etc. Okay, that the Mishnah introduces that by calling this is a work from Kabbalah. Now, Rashi there on the Mishnah in Tainus, Tesla and Aleph 77, says, with Kabbalah, Shanavi Mitzav Al Yisrael. Now, Rashi quotes a Tosas, very unusual. Rashi quotes Vehiksha Tosas Mandahu, an anonymous author, right? My Shtab, High Krod, Xibi Yonah, by Arlakim. He makes a distinction elsewhere. It doesn't call it Divrei Kabbalah. The quote of Pasuk from Navi doesn't call it Divrei Kabbalah. So this Bala Tosas that Rashi is quoting, it's an anonymous author, says that if it's something which is designed to exhort, to inspire the Jewish people, it's called Divrei Kabbalah. When it's just relating stories, it's not called Divrei Kabbalah. That's a problem because it's not true. It's just not true. And therefore, the Maariv Chayes in Tainus Tezvav Mer Aleph says on that Rashi, in the name of the Tshuvas Chavos Yor, it says Simon Nun, I think in our editions of Chavos Yor, it's Simon Tes, wherever it is, that a Talmud Torah, someone misunderstood Rashi and copied it down wrong. Didn't say it. Okay, because there are many places it's called Divrei Kabbalah, and it's not warning and exhorting. But anyway, we do see for sure that Divrei Kabbalah is referring to a pasuk in Navi. All right. I mean, you look in, there's a Rashi in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Aleph, Toras Moshe, Kruya Torah, Mishan Nitna Torah Ledoros, Mishan Neviim Lo Nikari Ela Kabbalah, Shekiblu Miruach HaKodesh Kol Nevu Nevu Lefi Tzorach HaShoh Ador Bar Maisa. He presents an interesting distinction right there, does the Rashi, and it fits in what we're saying. Torah is that was given for all time by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Neviim were subjected, it was things responding to things of that time. It was Ruach HaKodesh, okay, for sure. But it was only the Tzorach HaShoh, or the Torah HaMais is something going on then. But the word Kabbalah is not only used by Navi, but we see a Gemara in Sota, Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph, 80, also the word Kabbalah introduces the Pasuk in Tehillim, which is in Ksuvim, right? V'olah b'forish b'Kabbalah, Hoshiyin Elokim, etc. And Tehillim Perek Samotes Pasuk Reis, that's the Pasuk in Navi. So, we have various other, Nida, Memhei, Amud Aleph, also they quote a Pasuk in Kabbalah, and it's a Pasuk in Eov. So as a result, we have different uses of this term, Torah, Neviim, and so on. What's the problem? Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. My wife is just fixing the screen. Now, it's very, very interesting. Divrei Kabbalah, we're not to suggest here, and I don't want to go into detail now because of time, but we're not just talking about, it's not that Divrei Kabbalah or words in the Vim Ksuvim have no value, or maybe they do have greater value even than regular Derabbanan. The Prima Gadim, in his Psicha Kolelas, Dor HaChaim, Chilek Aleph, and Os Yud Ches, he speaks about Divrei Kabbalah, is what's Nevi'im and Ksuvim, like the Megillah, and every Divrei Kabbalah, he quotes numerous important mitzvahs, Kemo, Oneg V'Kavod Shabbos Yontif, which is in Navi, okay, Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos and Yontif, he calls it Divrei Kabbalah, many other things which are very important to us, okay, by talking about the Megillah's Esther, you know, Divrei Kabbalah, and how do we treat a suffix? We know that when it comes to Torah, Sveika Daraisa L'chumra. When it comes to Din D'Rabbanan, any suffix, any doubt, we're lenient. Sveika D'Rabbanan L'kula. Where does Divrei Kabbalah fit into this? Okay, so it's an interesting question. Again, if you're interested in the Pergadim and others talk about it, but I just wanted to make that distinction that it's not to suggest that everything from the Navi, you know, is not that important, or, you know, Chas V'Shalom, he accepts this broader understanding of Divrei Kabbalah. And these dinim that he's referring to, he feels are binding like laws from the Torah. Okay? I mean, you know, he says that there are distinctions and so on. There's a work, which I don't have in the database, it's not here, but there's a work called Torah Sanavim by the Maariv Chayes, and he has a Mamar Divrei Nevi'im, Divrei Kabbalah, and he says that, some certain things that reflect long-standing practice, that's considered to have the value about the validity or the status of Torah laws, and he gives numerous examples. So another time, maybe we can talk about things which are from Navi and their status, but I want to make that point clear. But anyway, we see clearly the distinction between Torah on one side and Nevi'im and Ksuvim. But now, so what's the difference in Nevi'im and Ksuvim? What are the criteria which distinguish whether a book got placed in Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Torah, we get. I think we've demonstrated the point. Torah, we got. Where does Nevi'im and Ksuvim fit into this, how do you distinguish between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? It's not chronological, because you take a look in 85, okay, Megillas Rus, which is in Ksuvim, it says in the Pasuk Aleph, Ahib may shvot ha-shoftim, to the days of the shoftim. The shoftim is towards the beginning of Nevi'im. Obviously, Rus, even though it's in Ksuvim, it was at the same time. Matter of fact, just as a side point now, with Josephus, I'm not going through the history, but Josephus, in his arrangement of the Tanakh, he has 22 books because he actually counts Rus together with Shoftim, which makes chronological sense. Not only to make chronological sense, but it makes sense by means of authorship. Because you look in Baba Basra, Yudal Mabez in the bottom of 87, Shmuel Kosov Sifra Veshoftim Rus. Okay, Shmuel wrote his work and also the work of Shoftim and Rus. Okay, so, but anyway, it's not, the distinction between Nevi'im and Ksuvim is not chronological. Okay, again, because Rus is in Ksuvim, which is obviously very early. On the other hand, Esther, Megillas Esther, is toward the end after the Churban. Right, as we know from Perk Beis, Pasuk A, Ish Yehuda Yevushushan Bira, right, Mordechai is introduced, and Pasuk Vav, Asher Hegel Mishalayim, he was exiled from Yerushalayim. That was after the Churban, much, much later, you know many, many, much. So chronologically it doesn't work, and it also doesn't work in terms of authorship, because Shmuel wrote his work, Sefer Shmuel, and Shoftim, which is in Navi, but he also wrote Rus, which is in Ksuvim. Similarly, 87, second part, on Bava Basra, Tesla Ben Aleph, Yirmiyahu, Kosov Sifro, Sefer Melachim Bekinov. Yirmiyahu wrote his work, and also Sefer Melachim, and also Kenneth, the Eichah. You know, I'm so.
How does Josephus get to 22?
He counts Shmuel together with Rus together with Shoftim, and he counts Eichah together with Yirmiyahu.
Okay.
Anyway, but he doesn't argue on which of the books. But anyway, and he's not distinguishing that I know between the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Okay. And you know, other early Jewish sources, Philo of Alexandria, doesn't mention some of the works, but it doesn't matter because maybe he had no cause to mention them. So anyway, but that you can read about that in Professor Lyman's work. Anyway. What then is the distinction? So clearly, the works in Ksuvim as well were written with Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, the Gemara says explicitly in Megillah Zayin with Aleph Tanya Rabbi Lezer Omer Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemar. And I have a number of different proofs. Shenemar Vayomer Haman Bilibo. It's a pasuk what Haman said to himself. Well, how would you know that? Unless HaKodesh Baruch Hu told him, right? Esther Ruach, another point said, because it says, Vatihi Esther Noseis Chain Bene Koroya. Everybody found, Esther found favor in everybody's eyes. How do you know? He spoke to everybody. Because Baruch was testifying, right? Remeir Omer Esther Ruach Hashemar Shenemar Vayivodah Hadavar LaMordechai. And Mordechai found out. How did Mordechai find out? But Big Seven said again, right? And Rabbi Yosef Ben Ruskas Omer Esther Ruach Hashemar Shemar Ubabiza Lo Shochlis Yadam. They didn't take any spoils. How do you know not one person did? Same idea. And Shmuel said, I have another one. Kima Bekiblu, they really accepted the Torah. Okay. So there's Ruach HaKodesh. That's the key. The Rambam, 91, in the Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Beis Perek Memhei. He lists off, and again, we don't have time to go through everything, and I only printed one part of the Rambam. Anyway, he basically suggests a very basic distinction between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. All right? It lists 12 different levels of Nevuah from lowest to highest, and he mentions that different Nevi'im had different levels of inspiration. Okay, and I'm going to give you, he says, I'm going to list these different Madregos, and sometimes a Navi will experience one, sometimes another will experience a different one, and so on. Okay, but number two on his list, Madrega Beis, who sheyimtza adam ki'ilo inyan echad chala v'koach echad hischadesh v'yisimu l'davar, he's going to speak wisdom, or praise, or whatever it is, or something warning, and that's what he calls medaber beruach hakodesh, and he says, uvezeh hamin, the third line of the second part there of 91, uvezeh hamin meruach hakodesh chiber dovet tehillim, וחיבר שלמה משלי וקהלת אשר השירים, וכן דניאל ואיוב ודברי הימים, וקשר הכסובים בזה המין ברוח הקודש חוברו, לזה יקראו כסובים. רוצים לומר שהם כסובים ברוח הקודש. The Rambam, the Mor Nevuchim, is telling us that what's in כסובים is something written with ruach hakodesh, and he first that Gemara, בביר עמר, מגילס אסתר, ruach hakodesh נמרה. Okay? And he brings other proofs like that, whereas the works in Nevi'im mentions that he says, they're not Nevi'im. Okay? And he says, that's a Madrega, it's a tremendously high Madrega, and so on. And, Daniel saw many things and so on, but that's what he refers to as Ruach HaKodesh, Kisra HaKodesh. That's the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, and that's how he said that something is in Ksuvim. It's a different type of Ruach HaKodesh. In fact, a different type of level of prophecy. That's the Rambam's criterion. Now, just take a look. For that reason, the Radvaz writes in a Tshuva, Chelek Beis in a Tov Tez Zayin, from 92. He says, that's why we find, someone asked him, how come some of the Nevi'im spoken in riddles and parables and Mishalim, and sometimes even the same Navi was not so clear as he is on other occasions. And then the 92nd part of 92, the Radvaz answers, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed his nevuah even sometimes to the same person in different ways. All right, some things were clearer, some things weren't. Sometimes the Navi would be mentally prepared for nevuah. The Rambam discusses not for now, but a Navi had to, you know, be in a certain spiritual plane, so to speak, in a certain intellectual plane in order to be granted nevuah. He couldn't just snap his fingers, I'd like a nevuah today. Is that okay? Didn't work like that. Okay, and sometimes he got a nevuah without being as prepared or without being as spiritually, you know, in tune, so to speak, and therefore, he had a different experience, and that's why different books in Navi reflect different types of nevuah, and even sometimes within the same nevuah, there are different types. That's the position of the Radvaz in this tshuva.
You also need to invoke there that explains why the same author. Yirmiyahu for Eicha and Yirmiyahu.
Correct, exactly. Yeah, thank you. That's exactly the point. That would be exactly the point. Yirmiyahu or Shmuel, they wrote certain works were nevuah, incorporated into Nevi'im, and other works were written by Ruach HaKodesh, but not the same level of prophecy. That's in Tzuvah. That's the Rambam, that's the Radvaz. The Radak, in his introduction to Hillim, also said, printed in Source 93, and again, we don't have to read every word inside, but he also subscribes to more or less the same thing. He was first to Tillim, that's his introduction to Tillim, and he says it's written with Ruach HaKodesh, but not with Nevuah. And that's why it's in Ksuvim, Till is in Ksuvim. And he mentions that a Navi has his experience with, I don't want to say an out-of-body experience, but it's, you know, an otherworldly experience. You know, he's not in full command of his faculties and so on, and Ruach HaKodesh is not like that. Okay, you look in the Radak in the third line of 93. But Eis Tavon Avua BaHakitz Yisbatlu Kocho Sava Hergishim Yimisulak Mikol Divrei Olam Hazeh. When he's experiencing this prophetic trance or vision, he's completely removed from this world. Okay, but Ruach HaKodesh, is not like that. Ruach HaKodesh is not like that. Okay,
he can still have all his faculty. Moshe, right?
I'm sorry.
That will not happen to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu is different. That's the Torah. We said that. We said
Shmuel HaNavi is more.
But Moshe Rabbeinu saw Panim El Panim, and it says no one else was like that.
But Shmuel, it's funny that the Radvaz didn't mention Shmuel when he talked about, he didn't mention Shmuel, but Shmuel created a problem. Shmuel, Bikor Eshemo.
Yeah, so that Pusik in Tillim is a problem. Moshe Rabbeinu Shmuel Kari Shemo. But legally, right, it doesn't mention it. I have to look in his Akdom of Shmuel. I don't know if he quotes it there either. Anyway, that's the sheet of the Radak, similar to the Raman, the Meiri. In his introduction to Mishlei, okay, which I printed here in Source 94, he agrees and he said that's why the Kedusha of Nevi'im is higher than that of Ksuvim, because there's no actual Nevuas. It's written with Ruach HaKodesh. And he mentions with regards to Mishlei, okay, that Shlomo, three things. One, Shlomo Elech was not a Navi. He wrote Mishlei. Also, nothing about the future is written in Mishlei, right? And also, there's nothing that no one is told to go reveal any message to the people. So the Miri, in effect, here in his Akdama to Mishlei, presents three criteria, okay? The author has to be a Navi. Some revelation about the Asur Lava must be included. And the Navi must be someone who's sent to disseminate his message to the people. Now, that's all question whether Shlomo is a Navi or not. There's a Sifrei in the beginning of Dvarim Piska Aleph, 95. And there it seems to say that the Nisnabe Shlomo, okay, no, the Shlomo had Nevuah. But probably that means in the general sense in Shir Hashirim Rabbah, Parsha Aleph Simen Vav, 96, it says, "Lo Odo is a Shors al Ruach HaKodesh, Vamar Gimel Svar Mishlei Koheles in Shir Hashirim." When Shlomo Melech wrote those three Megillas, the Mishlei and the other two Megillas Koheles in Shir Hashirim was Ruach HaKodesh, not Nevuah. Okay, a very interesting point made by also one of the Shonim of David Avudraham. Okay, Tfilas Rosh Hashanah. Very, very interesting. We know, I mentioned earlier, right, we have 10 psukim in each of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofars. So the 10th one is, we'll leave aside, it's from the Torah. But the other three are three from Torah, three from Ksuvim, three from Nevi'im. Wait a minute, isn't that backwards? Shouldn't it be three from Torah, three from Nevi'im, then Tanakh? And we all know it's out of order, right? So some suggest, and he mentioned it here, because chronologically, all the Psukim from Ksuvim happen to come from Tillim, which are from David HaMelech. So he's earlier than the Psukim from Navi that we quote. And so therefore, we do it in chronological order. But he mentioned something else. I would just said, I would say, Harmina Bechom Okum Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Look what he says. That's in terms of the Kedusha. But in terms of the order, the presenting here follows the chronological order. Okay? But what's interesting, he adds, is as follows. And so I think a very interesting point. He says, you know, think back to Rosh Hashanah davening for a moment, okay? He says, when we introduce the Pesukim of Nevi'im, it says, Right, we introduced the psukim there about Yedei Avodecha Hanaviim Kasuv Leimor, and by the Ksuvim psukim it says just over Divrei Kotchecha Kasuv Leimor. What's the distinction? So he says why that? So he says very interesting is because the job of the Neviim, so to speak, the function of the Neviim was to serve as representatives, servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they're identified as Yedei Avodecha Hanaviim. But the psukim from Ksuvim are psukim, you know, they have kedusha. They're written Baruch HaKodesh, but they weren't sent to be conveyed to the people in the same way. So therefore, the Neviim were called Ayedei Avodecha Neviim Ksuv Leimor, and that's why we introduced the psukim of Neviim that way in Rosh Hashanah davening. But the psukim from Ksuvim are only introduced of a divrei kachak Ksuv Leimor. That's the Abudram. Yeah, muted. But let's go on. I can't hear. I think you're muted. But anyway, the
Just the Neviim before Nevi Ahilcha are different.
Nevi what?
If he's saying that the Neviim are post David.
No.
It's chronological, therefore.
The presentation in Malchus and Rosh Hashanah, which is chronological. It doesn't say it was more important.
But then he's saying implicitly
that
there's a difference between pre-David Neviim, of which there are.
I don't think he means that. It happens to be that all the psukim quoted in the Malchus Yochanan Shofar, so from the later Neviim. Right.
But he wouldn't suggest that.
I don't think so.
That anybody is saying that any Neviim is safer Shoftim.
I don't think
any
so.
Less Navi like.
I don't think so.
Then you shy.
I don't think he means that at all. I don't think so. Let's look at a few more sources. You take a look at the Abarbanel, his introduction to Yoshua. Okay. He also basically agrees with the same distinction proposed by the Rambam. The Neviim is actual prophecy and things relating to the future and so on, and the Ksuvim are words written with Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore the authors in Neviim were prophets, the author of Ksuvim was not. Okay, so again, I'm not going to read the whole, the introduction to Yeshua is the introduction to the whole Tanakh, but in his introduction to Sefer Daniel 99, it's called Mayanei HaYeshua, Mayan Gimel Tomer Aleph, so there he elaborates on this point, and here he says a little bit different, because he mentions that Daniel was in fact a Navi. And that's a question. The Rambam back in the Moreh Nebuchim said Daniel's works are in Ksuvim because he wasn't a Navi. He wants to insist over here that Daniel in fact was a Navi. Okay, but he says, and it's an important point, his work is nonetheless part of Ksuvim because it wasn't written as part of a prophetic directive, so to speak. It was written based on Ruach HaKodesh. And that's what we said before. Even someone who may well be a Navi, his work can appear in Ksuvim if it's not the part of a prophetic message. That's the message of Daniel over here. Now, he notes later there's a Gemara based on a pasuk in Daniel, Parag Yud, pasuk Zion 100. Barisa ni Daniel Vadias Hamare, Vanashim Ashahu Miloro Samare. He had a certain prophetic vision, and the people who were with him, which Rashi there in Daniel says, were Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, who were Neviim, the last three Neviim we had, the end of Treyoser. He saw the vision, they didn't see the vision. So what do you mean? That would seem to indicate certainly that he was a Navi, okay? But the Gemara says on that, Megillah Daf Gimel 102, he said, I saw this, even though I'm not a Navi and they are. He says about his inu adifimine, inu adifimine, the inu neviv, inu lo navi. That's interesting, right? He says about himself, according to the Gemara, he says about himself, Megillah Gimel Aleph, they were neviim. And what does it mean, navi? Look at very important Rashi 103. The inu nevi, shenisnabu li Yisrael b'shlichuso shom mokom, v'hu lo nishtalach li Yisrael b'shum nevur. Daniel was never sent to deliver any prophetic message to anybody. The others were. Okay, so there he says he wasn't a navi. And that's how Tosa Rosh and Megillah Gimel Aleph says 104. Iulon Navi Pirish Lo Haya Navi Liyaser Ulochiach Yisrael. He wasn't sent to give Musar and Tochacha Jewish people Kasher Navi Machem like the other Navi were. Okay, Achay Navi Haya Kiruach Kodesh Olav. He said, but he was a Navi. So that's a question. So later in the next section, the 105, the Mayana Hashua, the next part of the continuation of the Abarbanel's Hakdomah to Sefer Daniel Mayan Gimel Tamar Beis. Here he says basically, what do you mean? It says in the Gemara Daniel wasn't a Navi. So he says that. Here, and the key is in the second paragraph, very important for our topic tonight, 105. Here it is. Okay. Neviim can be different people. And we said before, Navi can sometimes have a higher level of prophecy, a lower level of prophecy, and his work could therefore be included in different places. And Daniel was a Navi, but the third line of the second paragraph 105. B'chein haya etza chazal madregas Daniel, shelo haya navi shliach li Yisrael ledaber lahem nevuos. V'divei azhara, kichag ezichai malachi. Aval haya madregaso ruch elokim, umachse shakai behu malah elion and v'divios. He had a navi. But what is a navi? What is a navi is suggesting here? So basically, again, Torah reflects the level of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, who not only delivered message to people, he gave them the whole Torah. Nevi'im is a level of Nevi'im who were sent to teach, to guide, to prophesy, to give Musa and so on and so forth. And Ksuvim, Kibi Nevuah, but it's a Nevuah was never meant to, it was Ruach HaKodesh, was never meant to be said over them. And formulating it in a brisker style, so you look at 106, the Rebbe Salavetch, the Kiddush HaGaon of Yitzhak Zev, to Menachas Lam Ramad Aleph, 106. Hine Moran Hagrach, his father, Chaim, Omar, Hachilik bein Nevi'im L'Ksuvim D'Lechora Kedusos on Shoveh, because we know you can put the work from Ksuvim on top of work from Navi. You're not supposed to put on top of the Torah. Im Kain Bamai Chalukin, the Mikri Zenevim is Ksuvim. What's the difference? V'Omar, like that Barbanel. I don't know if Chaim saw that Barbanel or not. Anyway, he says, V'Omar, the Nevi'im Hainu Denemar L'Navi HaNevuah Sheyomro Baal Peh V'Acharka Chaya HaNavi Kosev Nevuoso. He was supposed to relay this message as a Navi and then write it down afterwards. Okay? Uksuvim Nemar L'Navi Sheyichtov Oso. It was given to be written down. Then you can read it from a written text. Can we find that about Eicha, by the way, without going to now in Yom Yom? Anyway, the Zeo Shematzina Shedei Nevuos Nehol in Yom Yom and so on about them. That's what he's talking about there. But in any event, that's really the Chilak in the Abarbanel. And Rabbi Chaim says it in his terminology, but that's the Abarbanel. That Nevi'im were works, were messages initially delivered verbally and then to be written down, okay? And Ksuvim are things initially to be written down. In fact, the very word Navi, the Shai Perk Menzayim, we'll move to finish up, Perk Menzayim, Pesuk Tes, Bori Niv Sosayim, Niv Navi, Niv Sosayim, the expressions of the mouth. Okay? That's how the Mitzudas Tzion in Shai Perk Menzayim, Pesuk Tes, he says it's a Dibur, a Loshon, and so on and so forth. The word Navi, we find in a Chumash, in Parshas Vayera, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells by Avimelech, he tells, give Sarah back because the husband's a Navi. Parak Chav Pasuk Zayin, Vataha Shev Eish Leish Ki Navihu, and Rashbam, the Embrachus, Parak Chav Pasuk Zayin, Ki Navihu Lashon Niv Sosayim, or in Parshas Va'era, okay? Omar Shem Parak Zayin of Shmos Pasuk Allah, Omar Shem Moshe Re'ein Esatich Elohim Lefaro, Ve'aron Achicha Yeh Nivyecha, Aaron was your spokesman, right? And Rashi writes there, Rashi, in Va'era, Parak Zayin Pasuk Allah, 112, V'chein Kol Lashon Nevuah, Odom Hamachriz, U'mashmiel Om Divrei Tochachos, okay, that's the idea. It's designed to be, to be told over, and that's in the Nevi'im. We have it in the Medrash Tanchuma. It says like that in Parshas Re'eh, based on a pasuk in Tillim 113 and 114, Tillim Parak Ayin Ches Pasuk Aleph, Torah C. Right, it's the Torah which explained, and the Nevi'im come and explain it, and so on. All right, and again, they're called Avod of Hanavim and pasuk in Daniel also. Not so. Therefore, that to me, I think, is a distinction between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Again, both have Kedusha. They can even both get both works in both sections authored by the same person. I'll just finish up by noting that, as we said earlier, people should study Navi. Okay, the Bach, the Shalom, in 116, the Shalom says in the Perek in Masechet Shavuos, not Shavuos, oh, it's Shavuos, right? Talking about the holiday Shavuos in the Perek Ner Mitzvos Chav Beis. Mikol Mokum Tzarech Hadam Liro Shidil Mad Torah Navim Uksuvim. And also Mishnah Talmud, okay, bide your time, right? And he says they should learn. He learned the Tarnav and Ksuvim, the Bach that we alluded to before, the Shach Kodem Sim Reish Mem Hey of Yoredeya, and Oz Hey Siv Hey Chol Aposkim Pasku Shechayev Adul Lamed Levno Tor Shvuksav Kula, and that means the Nevi'im and Ksuvim also. And he says Hilcha Kol Yerei Shemayim Yei Nizer Bezel Lamed Levno Bischar Gam Nevi'im and Ksuvim. All right, and it's a fascinating thing. Look at the Prima Gadim, one of the most important postcards. I saw this when I first saw this. I remember a bunch of years ago, my jaw dropped. 118. Prima Gadim is one of his igros, one of his letters that introduces commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Igeres Hayim. We'll finish up in just a moment. V'habachurim asher omrim ki cherpo lahem lilmo b'yeshiva parsha chumash im Rashi the kapitel b'Nevi'im Ksuvim. Those yeshivas told, oh, I'm going to sit and learn chumash. Nevi'im Ksuvim, come on, give me a tzos. Okay, give me a Gemara Baba Basra. You know, I should sit and learn a pasuk in Chumash Rashi or Kapitel Nevi'im Ksuvim. He says, "Luchach moyeskilo ha'lomdim zeri shalom mikol." If they had the seichel, they would study that first. The low coast and shalomdim im tamidim just gufei Torah. Okay, and look at the Tanakh. Ein lam shum yedia. They don't know anything. The lashon hakodesh murach b'karen zavis. And look at the Prima Gadim writes about himself. The second lesson of 118. V'im shegam ani ein li yedia meruba b'zeh. I myself don't have extensive knowledge in this area. But he says, Anus, not my fault. Anus, Anus, Kilo Hel Shum Melamed, nobody taught it to me. I had no one to teach it to me, right? Ain Maariti, nobody inspired me to learn it. Gam Lo Hel Svarim Hatzvichim Lezeh, I didn't have any good works to look at. Okay, then, V'chemos Hashem Alay, Nisararti Me'atzmi V'lamadati Ktsasim Talmidim Hashem Chanash. That's quite a statement. The Pergonim said, he also doesn't have expertise. Pergonim was a great, you know, poskim. Roshomo Kluger, I love called Shlomo Chelek Ardesim Reishon and Tes, one of his Chubas writes in 119, he says, a person must learn Tanakh with the Perushim and so on and so forth. And that which we said, you shouldn't don't spend all your time on that, but certainly you should be comfortable with it and spend time on it. Rav Moshe Feinstein will finish with this. It's perhaps no gain to some people on Erev Pesach. Chuvas Igros Moshe, Chelek Archaim, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf, Nun Zion. Wanted to was asked, can someone who makes a Siyam on a Sefer in Tanakh, does that count as for making a Siyam and for the purpose of, for the 9 days, or Liftor Bechorim, so Tatanis Bechorim, Erev Pesach, right? Does that count as a Siyam, right? And he says, certainly. He says, we have to study these things also. And absolutely, just like we see, he mentions Simchas Torah. What is Simchas Torah? It's a Siyam on Chamisha Chomshei Torah, right? That's Torah Shemachsav. So too, certainly, to finish a book and so on and so forth, he thinks you can make a Siyam. He writes at the end, make sure you study it with the proper commentaries. Because he said, unfortunately, there are commentaries which are not correct and mislead people and so on. But anyway, that's the importance of studying the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, which many of us, I include myself, if the Prima Gadim could say it, I could certainly say it, okay, that many of us don't have the expertise that we should have in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So again, it's not the same as Torah, but people should study it. And that's the division of this important part of our tradition.
So we can't claim on us.
Our religion, I probably can't, right? I can't claim on us, it's true. Okay, but anyway, bottom line, Rabosai, as I said, this is, I think, an important distinction, knowing when to, what's included into what part of our Tanakh. I thank everybody listening again. I hope this will be listening to my father, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov Shmuel, whose Yahrzeit is this coming week on the 27th of Adar. I think, again, he would have appreciated this, this type of a shir. I thank everybody for listening, and I wish everybody a good tovach.
Bye.
And again.